Mir Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. It's a great Saturday in Denver, Colorado. I hope it's a great Saturday wherever you are, or a Sunday, or whenever your affiliate plays the program, because I understand they play it at different times. But welcome to the program. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. We dumbed it down because, you know, the dumbing down of America is going on anyway. So I figured I might as well just dumb everything down. So the easiest way to communicate with me, to tell me what you like, don't like, comment on topics, you're listening to the podcast, it doesn't make any difference whenever you hear my voice, you can always send me a text message. Just text to the number 33103 and use the keyword Mike or Michael. So just type into your smartphone or your dumb phone, 33103, start your message out with Mike or Michael, and then tell me whatever you want to tell me or ask me anything. It's kind of an ask Michael anything. Then the second thing you can do, if you need to find an affiliate, when they play the program, you want to subscribe to the podcast, you want to see the merch we have for sale, you want to see some of the stories that we post, there's a one-stop shop for all of that, and the website is michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. You can find everything you need to know about the program at that website. So let's get started. So so Time Magazine, a media flagship, a part of the cabal. For those of you new to the program, the cabal for me is this unholy alliance between dominant media, the ruling elite, all of the people in Washington, D.C., and state capitals all over the country, the ruling elite and the tech giants. Well, Time Magazine is part of that cabal. It's funny because Time Magazine was really at one time an actual magazine. I don't think it really is a magazine anymore. I think it's just a website. But they were tearing down Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and who is probably going to announce his run for the presidency sometime this week. At the same time that they were tearing down Ron DeSantis, Wired magazine was publishing a hilariously cultish. I mean, it was. You know how if you've ever stopped at the checkout stand in the grocery store, and you see all these magazines, you see Elle, Mademoiselle, if that's still published, I don't know, Women's Day, whatever, People magazine. There are always these, you know, kind of just really gushy pieces about celebrities. And so Wired magazine, of all places, a magazine I actually used to subscribe to until it kind of went off the deep end, published what was hilariously, it's truly a cultish profile of Pete Buttigieg. Now, I've noted early on my weekday program, which, by the way, you can hear Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on iHeart 630 KHAL or on the iHeart radio app. I talked about Governor Ron DeSantis. And through his record of accomplishments, he really has accomplished a lot in Florida, including a 20-point win over his Democrat rival, and had coattails so long that he was able to pull through a lot of Republican office holders and challengers in lower-level races all across Florida. Well, he's been making his case for the Republican presidential nomination even before he officially announces next week. The governor is, I mean, just being objective here, the governor is really generating a lot of interest among Republicans, which means, of course, that the cabal is going to be gearing up to tear him down. It fascinates me that, you know, we ought to let the candidates, I know this is naive on my part, but wouldn't it be wonderful if we just let the candidates go at each other as opposed to the media intervening and them trying to tell us or trying to push a particular candidate? And this whole thing about Time magazine entering the fray with a truly hand-wringing piece about Ron DeSantis. Oh, my gosh, this guy is just a villain. That is just, he's Orange Man Bad or Donald Trump Jr., but just worse. So I don't know whether Time magazine is trying to push Donald Trump or rip down Ron DeSantis or trying to do both at the same time. I mean, let's be honest. The cabal, if the cabal has their way, they truly want Donald Trump to be the nominee for president in 2024 because they're absolutely convinced that that's going to be the easiest person to beat. Even with old, you know, pudding brain Joe Biden, they think that might be the easiest person to beat. So Time's cover is a cartoon drawing of DeSantis scowling into the camera while peeling an orange. Subliminal? I don't think it's subliminal at all. I think it's absolute in the face. It is Ron DeSantis is the new Orange Man Bad, and he's peeling off the old Orange Man Bad, Donald Trump, and he's going to jump into the race. The message really couldn't be more obvious than that. Indeed, the article goes to great lengths to tie Ron DeSantis to Donald Trump, which is kind of ironic given how much Trump has been attacking and distancing himself from DeSantis since launching his own presidential reelection bid. So for Time magazine's audience, the message is clear. Be very afraid. Be very, very afraid. And in fact, truthfully, I think that Donald Trump is a little afraid. I think Donald Trump, I mean, I know right now he's 20, 30, maybe 40 points ahead in these polls, but these polls right now are really meaningless because there has been no campaigning. The only campaigning that's really been going on has been Donald Trump attacking Ron DeSantis. Now, if you have a think about how illogical this is, because Trump has already announced, now I don't think he'll stick to this, but Trump has announced that why should he participate in any primary, in any GOP or Republican primary debates when he's so far ahead in the polls? Well, if that's logically true, that you shouldn't participate in any primary debates because you're so far ahead in the polls now, then why is the Trump campaign spending so much money on attack ads going after Ron DeSantis? It's like, okay, we're way ahead in the polls, but oh my gosh, there's this jackrabbit behind us that's coming up really fast. We got to turn around, take a 12-gauge to him, and blast him out of the air before he gets any closer to us. I mean, I love presidential politics because nothing's rational at this point. Nothing is reasonable. Everything's just out of control because everybody's jockeying for their position. But this article is hilarious. For Time magazine's audience, it really is about trying to scare them into you ought to be afraid of Ron DeSantis. Now, Time makes sure that the readers know that the critics, I emphasize, see DeSantis as a would-be authoritarian. She backhands the reporter on this story, Molly Ball. She backhands voters by saying the people of Florida seem to like the steady hand. The people of Florida seem to like the steady hand, even if it's not an iron fist. And then she quotes a Democrat calling the governor a bully. And she finds as many people as possible to talk about the governor being mean or heavy-handed. In other words, DeSantis is just like Trump. I mean, that's the message that Time magazine's trying to get across. When in fact, we know, if you look around and you're really paying any attention at all, the Democrats are the true authoritarian. Which, of course, you know, Time comes kind of close to admitting. Because after describing how the governor worked to build kind of this broad coalition after his election, the article then moves on to COVID. Now think about this. COVID. She says, it was the pandemic, critics and supporters agree, that changed DeSantis. He grew frustrated by the confusion coming out of Washington and the misinformation of the medical establishment. He hated the sheer cruelty of forcing people to die without family members being allowed by their side. Well, didn't we all agree with that? Maybe not all of you, but I certainly agree with that. I was entirely frustrated because there was misinformation. They were, you know, remember Tony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, told us initially, oh, don't get a mask. No, you got to save the mask. We need all the masks for all the healthcare workers. You don't need a mask. Masks don't do anything. And all of a sudden, then you have to have a mask. In fact, if you didn't wear a mask, you were evil. You were going to kill people. And the whole misinformation thing, well, why do we have social distancing? Why 6 feet? Well, because we thought maybe 12 feet was too far and 3 feet was too close. We just kind of threw the dice. When we were at Vegas and we threw the dice over here on the table and it came up six. Oh, yeah. So 6 feet. That became the social distancing measure. It was insane. And so DeSantis was looking at that and realizing, I'm not going to do that stuff. There's no rational reasoning behind it. There's no logic behind it. So I'm not going to do that. So DeSantis chose. He deliberately chose to become the face of freedom. He became the rebel against the tyrannical science that was being forced on us during COVID. And it turns out DeSantis was right. He was absolutely right. Florida just zoomed like a rocket ship economically after initially shutting down. Now, you have to, again, being objective, DeSantis initially shut down Florida like everybody else. But then he did something that nobody else did. And that was, he started to actually question it. Like, okay, Fauci and Donald Trump and all of the so-called expert class are telling us we should shut down the economy. Okay, well, I guess I'll do this. And he does it. And then, like most of us, we began to then think, you know, because the shutdown gave us something that we wouldn't otherwise probably have had. And that was time. And that was time to stop and think and look around and rationalize and think, why the hell are we doing this? Let's go back to basic biology. Let's go back to 6th grade or 8th grade or 10th or 12th grade biology. What did we learn there? Oh, yeah. In healthy people, viruses have a hard time latching on and really doing anything. And in older people, particularly people that have comorbidities that, you know, maybe have cancer or they got lung disease or they got their immunocompromised or something, those are the ones that are at risk. So why are we doing this? And that's exactly what Ron DeSantis was doing. So he started opening Florida back up, and it just economically took off like a rocket ship. The free state of Florida stood as a shining city on a hill when compared to the disasters like New York or Illinois or, for that matter, Colorado and other places. But nevertheless, the clear message from Time magazine is that DeSantis is a villain. And it's, quote, what Ron DeSantis means for America, which is the title on the cover of Time magazine. That's what it's meant to provoke, fear, absolute fear of Ron DeSantis. Now, if it was always kind of the attitude in Washington that if everybody was coming at you, you must be somewhere over the target. You must act, if you're catching flack, you must be over the target. And I think that's exactly the case with DeSantis. Now, the contrast between the DeSantis article in Time magazine and the Pete Buttigieg article in Wired magazine, that contrast couldn't be more stark. So when we get back, let's look at the Wired magazine and how they approach, oh, a Democrat like Pete Buttigieg. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. Wired magazine's opposite cover is coming up next. I'll be right back.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political, global alert news hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to the Michael Brown. Glad to have you with us. We're talking about Time Magazine versus Wired Magazine right now. So Time Magazine had a piece that was a hit piece on Ron DeSantis, what Ron DeSantis means for America. And he's scowling on the cover, and he's peeling back an orange because it's orange man bad, right? He's going after Donald Trump. And then Wired Magazine, which is, you know, supposed to be all about technology and stuff, Wired Magazine instead has a picture of Pete Buttigieg and says that the transportation secretary cares about transportation. But the subheadline assures us that, quote, but infrastructure occupies just a sliver of his voluminous mind. Oh, come on. I want to puke. His voluminous mind? the first sentence isn't any better either. The first sentence in the article tells Wired's readers that Buttigieg is so darn smart that his curious mind has to hold so much of its functionality in reserve. You know, let me just say, I, Michael Brown, am so damn smart that I just have to keep some functionality over here in reserve because I just consume so much information and smartness that I only have to use part of my brain. Good grief. The second paragraph is even better. The author here gushes that she only, quote, slowly became aware that his cabinet job requires only a modest portion of his cognitive powers, though Buttigieg happily condescended to make his cathedral mind somehow intelligible to me. Can you imagine sitting in, you know, I've sat with a lot of reporters in my life, and if a reporter had written this about me, I would have been truly embarrassed to say that, you know, he's just so much smarter than his cabinet position requires. Why, Michael Brown, the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, is so damn smart that he only uses a tiny portion of his brain. And as I sat there and talked to him, I realized that his cabinet position requires only a modest portion of his cognitive powers, and that he's such a wonderful person that he decided to give his brain to President Bush so that he could make his cathedral mind intelligent to me as I sat there and talked to him. Oh, my God. It's absurd. Now, just stating this as a fact, no judgment, but Pete Buttigieg is also gay. Don't you know? Huh, surprise. And if he wasn't, we'd think he and Hederman probably had something going on. There's a real love fest going on here between this man and this woman. But listen to this paragraph. This is literally the paragraph from Wired magazine. Buttigieg, whose father was a renowned Marxist scholar, was himself a devotee of Senator Bernie Sanders, self-avowed socialist, as a young man. He now recognizes that the persistence of far-right ideology, with its masculinist and anti-democratic preoccupations, is part of the reason that neoliberalism has come undone. Not everyone, it seems, even wants a rising standard of living if it means they have to accept a greater disenfranchisement of undesirables, including, of course, women, poor people, black people, and the usual demons in the sights of the world's Ted Cruz's and the Tucker Carlson's. Wow. There's a lot to unpack there. So if you happen to be a conservative and you actually believe in individual freedom and individual liberty, well, it appears to me that you want to disenfranchise, of course, women, poor people, black people, and usual demons in the sights of, oh, you know, yourself. Who are the demons you want to disenfranchise? I don't want to disenfranchise anybody. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. We'll finish the Wired magazine comments next. Don't go away.
Two dogs, Sam and Bailey, both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Remember us, the Chula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hey, it's Doug Tooley from BET Satellite. Switch from DirecTV, and I'll give you a $300 gift card. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 and make the switch today. This offer will end. Call me at 530-241-3474. Restrictions apply.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Remember, you can send me a text message anytime. Whenever you hear my voice, listening on the podcast, your affiliate carries the program at a different time, time delays, whatever, you can always text me your Ask Michael Anything comments, your pithy comments, whatever you want to do. Just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. So we're talking about these, the comparing and contrasting the Time magazine article, which is just, I think the overall point of this story is to show you how the cabal truly does exist. And it is always in our faces in really subtle ways. Or maybe this is not so subtle. When you've got a scowling Ron DeSantis on the cover of Time magazine, peeling back an orange man bad. And over here is Pete Buttigieg with a halo around his head. Yes. So you got the devil incarnate in Ron DeSantis, and you got little old Pete Buttigieg over here who's just wonderful, perfect. Oh, he's such a wonderful guy. Now, when they conclude this paragraph by talking about how he was raised by a renowned Marxist scholar and that Pete Buttigieg himself was a devotee of Senator Bernie Sanders, a self-avowed socialist, and that he now recognizes that the persistence of far-right ideology, which apparently is masculinist and anti-democratic, I didn't know that. I thought that masculinity was verboten everywhere now. And anti-democratic? How are conservatives anti-democratic? How? I don't get it. And that somehow conservatives are all like Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson, and we want to disenfranchise all the undesirables. And apparently undesirables include the following: women, poor people, black people, and usual demons in the sights of Ted Cruz's and Tucker Carlson. I wonder who those usual demons are. Who are the usual demons? I guess the conclusion from this paragraph is that Marxism is great, especially when contrasted to the racist far-right ideology of Republicans. But nowhere, I did a word search. Now, when you think about the Secretary of Transportation, what's the one crisis that you can think of that he ought to be focusing some time on? Trains and East Palestine. Remember that? How quickly we forget. You know, there are still people in East Palestine that can't get back into their homes. They're still scared of their drinking water, who are still, you know, afraid of illnesses, who they're still trying to clean up. There's trains still running through there. There's all these bad things still going on, and nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it. Those two, or I guess three words, started to sound like Joe Biden. Those two words, train, East Palestine. Oh, I'm sorry, those are three words. Those three words, train and East Palestine, never come up in the entire article. Now, if you'd like to continue just laughing at this slobbering nonsense, there's an article over at the Washington Free Beacon that hilariously summarizes this article. The 10 most nauseating lines from this profile, the transportation secretary, best known for finishing fifth in the 2020 Democratic primary, complete with amusing quote memes. You can find it over at the Washington Free Beacon. National Review's Charles Cook expertly satirizes the story also. But for our purposes, I just want to highlight once again the sheer partisanship of the cabal. Wired magazine is hardly mainstream, and you may not have ever even heard of it before just now. But Time magazine at one time was the flagship magazine of what was supposed to be an objective mass media. It really functions as little more than a Democrat henchman conducting opposition research now. And it's truly a shame and a disservice to all Americans, to journalism at large. It is indeed a great example of how the cabal just goes after everybody. And they're going to push either really right in your face like they did with Ron DeSantis, and how bad he is, and he's anti-democratic, and he's an authoritarian, and he's destroyed freedom in Florida, which I find fascinating. Because one of my good friends, Dave Rubin, who used to live in California in the northern part of Los Angeles, the Rubin Report, I'm sure you've heard of the Rubin Report, Dave has packed up and left California for Florida. And the influx of people into Florida and the outflow of people from California might want to tell you something. You ought to find a map somewhere. You can Google, you can find the maps anywhere, of states that are losing population, states that are gaining population. And what you might find are that the states gaining population are those states that have typically Republican governors, much freer economy, more growth in their economy, a lot more freedom, a lot more liberty, a lot less crime. So when they tell me or they tell you that somehow Ron DeSantis is an authoritarian, and I guess a lot of Republicans and Democrats were authoritarians, and they want to live under some sort of Nazi regime like Ron DeSantis in Florida. And they don't want to live under some, you know, freedom-loving guy like Gavin Newsom in California. Opposite sides of the country, opposite sides of the political spectrum. And which one is winning and which one is losing? My gosh. California's out there debating whether or not they're going to pay reparations in terms of billions of dollars. In California, and Florida's over here basically saying, hey, you want to work? If you want to work, make a really good living and enjoy, you know, as nice as weather as in California, well, except for the stupid hurricanes, come to Florida. The cabal will do anything and everything they can because journalism no longer exists. It just doesn't. The cabal, this unholy alliance of the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants are now, in essence, controlling everything that we read, see, and hear. And so we have to figure out ways to navigate this cabal so that we can actually get some, you know, decent information about stuff. Speaking of the cabal, you know, when I talk about the ruling elite, included in the ruling elite is the administrative state. You know, the old saying in the Soviet Union was, we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. And the bureaucracy in the old Soviet Union just essentially destroyed whatever kind of economy they could have possibly had under communism. I mean, even under communism, there was just nothing. It was just a horrible condition to live under. And it was driven by the administrative state. Because those bureaucrats within the Soviet Politburo, those were the elites. They had all the bread. They had all the food they wanted. They got fruits and vegetables. They got meat. They got chicken. They got poultry. They got everything they needed. But the working stiffs in the Soviet Union, they didn't get anything. Well, don't look now. But the unelected bureaucrats are now coming for your kids' lunch money. Yeah, they're coming for your lunch money. No chocolate milk for you. No. Like the soup Nazi in Seinfeld. No chocolate milk for you. This story is absolutely crazy. In case you hadn't noticed, the country is really kind of falling apart. The president is corrupt, in my opinion. The elections seem to be kind of fraught with a lot of fraud. I don't know if it's enough fraud to overturn elections, but clearly there's fraud in elections. We have to admit that. I just don't think it's enough to overturn the results. Federal law enforcement? Have you paid attention to the Durham report this week? Oh, my gosh. And the intelligence services? They've all been weaponized. Indeed, this grand 247-plus year experiment in Republican self-governance is heading south faster than a snowbird from Michigan trying to get to Arizona. And if that weren't enough, the Biden administration is now proposing a ban on chocolate milk. Why in the hell would a bureaucrat focus on chocolate milk? I can remember growing up as a kid. I don't know about you when you were growing up, but it seems to me we always had the option between regular milk, chocolate milk. Now, somehow chocolate milk came up during the program during the week. And my producer on that program said, they only got chocolate milk on Fridays. Well, I must have come from a really cool community because I think we had a choice between regular milk and chocolate milk all the time. But this is really, it's sad, but it's true. This, I think, age-old cafeteria staple, that sweet treat that American school kids have been chugging since long before childhood obesity had reached epidemic proportions, has now been targeted for extinction by the nanny state nannies at the FDA. Wait a minute. The Food and Drug Administration is now going after chocolate milk? Yeah. Wall Street Journal has a story about it. Wall Street Journal says this. The issue has divided parents. Really? Stop right there. Stop the presses. In your discussion with friends, particularly if you have rugrats. If you got rugrats and ankle biters and kids all running around the house, have you ever had a conversation with other like parents and had a conversation about chocolate milk? Oh, my God, you're there feeding our kids chocolate milk in school. Oh, how awful. The issue, the Wall Street Journal says, has divided parents, child nutrition specialists, school meal officials, and others. In other words, even chocolate milk has become a divisive political issue. I think we live in a world where you cannot escape politics. Everything is political. The Wall Street Journal continues that supporters are restricting flavored milk. Oh, flavored milk. Say it has added sugars that contribute to childhood obesity and establish preferences for overly sweet drinks. You ever looked at the sugar content of orange juice, or grape juice, apple juice, any of those? But no, let's go after chocolate milk. But opponents, of course, including the dairy industry, well, surprise, surprise, and a lot of school districts, say that removing chocolate milk from an option in the school cafeteria will lead to children drinking actually less milk. Well, that seems to make sense. If the kids have the choice and they want chocolate milk, at least they're drinking some milk, right? Oh, good Lord. Katie Wilson, who's the executive director of the Urban School Food Alliance that represents 18 of the largest school districts in the country, told the Wall Street Journal this. We want to take a product that most kids like and that has 9 essential nutrients in it and say, you can't drink this. You have to drink plain milk. What are we trying to prove? I think it's a great question. What are the nanny bureaucrats trying to prove by outlawing or banning chocolate milk in schools? My gosh. World's gone crazy. But I think if we know our government, they're trying to prove that they're taking action. We're doing something. Yeah, it's probably the wrong action. Certainly not the right action, in my opinion. But it's action nonetheless. And that's what government's all about, right? Government's just got to be seen doing something. As long as it's doing something, then it must be good government. No! In fact, I would be happier if the government did fewer things. Stop trying to do everything. Stop trying to control and meddle in every aspect of our lives. And now our children's lives. Get the hell away from us and leave us alone. I think we can do quite well without you. If only more of these unelected bureaucrats would mind us when we mutter, hey, just don't do anything. Just stand there. You know what? We'll be happy to keep paying you. Stay in your little cubicle, but just don't do anything. Don't write a memo. Don't write a rule. Don't write a regulation. Just leave us alone. But it's not that we aren't, it's not that I'm unsympathetic to the argument, which is that there's far too much sugar in our kids' diet. Heck, I think there probably is. There's too much sugar probably in Americans' diet writ large. But does that mean that we should be banning chocolate milk in schools? Because that will lead to what? Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that next. Text the word Michael to 33103. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Let me get back. A short note from a book called The Case Against Sugar. That's next. Don't go away.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for
you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text Sizzle to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SIZZLE to 42424. That's Sizzle to 42424.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to the Dick Mike Brown. Glad to have you with me. So in this book called The Case Against Sugar, written in 2016, we're talking about the nanny state trying to outlaw chocolate milk in schools. The author wrote this: nutritionists have found it in themselves to blame our chronic ills on virtually any element of the diet or the environment, before they will concede that it's even possible that sugar has played a unique role in any way other than merely getting us all to eat too damn much. And so when a few informed authorities over the years indeed risked their credibility by suggesting sugar was to blame, their words had little effect on the beliefs of their colleagues or on the eating habits of a population that had come to rely on sugar and sweets as the rewards for the suffrages and the sufferings of daily life. Oh, what would we do without these experts? Because when it comes to accuracy, these nutrition experts are probably just about as bad as the local meteorologist. Well, it's going to rain today. Really? Doesn't look like it to me. Didn't rain at all. Remember, nutritionists are the ones that told us a mere three decades ago that fat was bad for us and that the government food pyramid then followed that advice. That was an uninformed falsehood from the pits of hell, and it led American families to trade in their wholesome whole milk for the bluish, fat-free skim stuff and to stay away from healthy fats such as those found in tree nuts or avocados or olive oil. Instead, start looking exclusively for foods that had the low-fat or the fat-free labels on them. Why, look, honey, these snacks are fat-free, so we can eat the whole box. Oh, look, it's fat-free ice cream. We can eat the whole carton. But now we know that actually carbs are the killer. And that sugar, whether as it's sucrose or, you know, this ubiquitous high fructose corn syrup everywhere, that's the weapon of choice in carbs. In addition, we also know that children that grow up to be adults and that obese children tend to grow up to be obese adults. And then we spend trillions of dollars in taxpayer money subsidizing poor food choices among low-income and increasingly poor and obese Americans. And what does that do? That continues the cycle of them putting tremendous pressure on our already strapped and taxpayer-subsidized health care system with all the diabetic conditions and a host of other comorbidities. But have you ever thought about this? There are actual national security risks to the nanny state and the nutritionist acting this way. And I know your head's spinning now. How the hell is that true? Well, think about the recruiting difficulties that the woke military, and consider, you know, because I've told you before on other weekends about how the recruitment efforts are falling short in every branch of the armed services, and how a lot of young people who might still opt for a military tour or a career despite their misgivings about all the wokeness crap going on are being rejected because they're obese. Unfitness is a deadly serious threat to our already imperiled military readiness. Instead of banning sugary beverages in schools, the federal government ought to subsidize their consumption and pass laws that protect children from overbearing parents who might try to discourage the transition to fatness. Of course, while we're at it, let's just eat those fat-free snacks anyway. Good. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
The news from Town Hall Call is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. G7 members meeting in Japan about to take a stand against various types of economic coercion, saying that they will, quote, counter malign practices such as illegitimate technology transfers or data disclosure, while also avoiding unduly limiting trade and investment. The BBC's Shamaya Khalil has more.
They're trying to hold Beijing accountable for economic coercion against other countries, which is essentially China deciding not to do business with countries that it deems not on their side. So a prime example of that is Australia. When Australia asked for the origins of COVID-19 back in 2020, an angry China launched a raft of bans and tariffs. That's what they want to counter and stop from happening. The other thing that they want to do is this de-risking, which means to decrease the dependency on Chinese money, on the Chinese economy, on Chinese trade. That is a hugely difficult thing to achieve.
That's the BBC's Shamaya Khalil reporting. Israel's government facing its own budget deadline as of May 29th. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, does not expect that dispute to undermine Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government.
If the state budget doesn't pass, the government will fall. But at the end of the day, someone's going to cry uncle. Nobody wants to go into the opposition. And I think they'll find a way through.
That is Dr. Michael Oren, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., the U.S. speaking to the Salem Radio Network. Meta may soon take on Twitter.
According to Bloomberg, Instagram is preparing to launch a text-based app this summer that could compete with Twitter. It will be separate from Instagram, but users will be able to connect their accounts and follow the same people they follow on Instagram. The new app comes as far-left Twitter users quit Twitter over its new freedom of speech policies. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting another death linked to those eye drops tainted with a drug-resistant strain of bacteria. More from correspondent Ed Donahue.
4 people have died, 81 people have been infected, and 14 people have lost their vision. Cases have been reported in 18 states. The bacteria driving it, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, is resistant to standard antibiotics. CDC investigators say most of the patients had used certain brands of eye drops, and products from EzraCare and Delsym Pharma were recalled in February. After the recall, health inspectors visited the plant in India that made the eye drops and found problems with how the drops were made and tested, including inadequate sterility measures. The CDC also said 4 people needed surgery to remove an eyeball due to the infections. I'm Ed Donahue.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. French President Emmanuel Macron has ambitions to build factories to boost job creation and make his country's economy more independent.
It's a big challenge as France reels from protracted protests, rising food and energy prices, and other fallout from the Ukraine war. Macron is wooing investors to help reindustrialize France and reduce Europe's dependence on China and the U.S. More than 200 international business leaders attended a recent event in Paris to promote foreign investment.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. American Airlines and JetBlue must give up their partnership in the Northeast. That's what a federal judge in Boston ruled on Friday. The Justice Department and several states had sued to break up the airline alliance. The judge in the case accepting the government's argument that that deal between the two companies was reducing competition. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend. Glad to have you here. I appreciate you coming here. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. If you want to send me a message, you can simply text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103, 33103. That's the text line number, and you can send me a text anytime, day or night, anytime you hear my voice. You're listening live, delayed, on a podcast, whatever it might be. You have a question, a comment, ask me anything. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I read text messages all the time, and oftentimes you guys give me great things to think about. You give me different perspectives. Sometimes you give me ideas for topics that end up either on this program or on the weekday program. And then if you want to subscribe to the podcast, you want to follow me on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you want to download the podcast, you want to see the stories we post, or you want to find an affiliate in your area. And when they air the program, one simple website for everything, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. So I haven't talked about transgenderism in quite a while, although that seems to be the topic du jour that everybody wants to talk about. I've kind of gotten sick of it, but it keeps getting pushed in our face. So every time it gets pushed in my face, I want to push it back a little bit. So the cabal is telling us that, is telling us about, I should say, the oppression of transsexuals in just this kind of never-ending uproar. Wherever you turn, there's some story about an athlete that's transgender, or there is a story about a kid that is, you know, gotten bullied, or a school district that is allowing anybody to use any restroom that they want. It's just, it's crazy. I mean, it's truly crazy. And it's taken off like some sort of rocket ship that's, you know, slowly lifts off the launch pad, and as it gains momentum and it gets more speed and finally just shoots off into the atmosphere, into outer space. That's kind of what's going on with this entire subject. It's just this never-ending roar about it. But it isn't every single day that we actually find an instance of a transsexual actually being oppressed. So I want to tell you about a guy named Wesley Mumford, who was actually shunned on the winner's podium for committing no worse a crime than ruining a bike race for all of the legitimate competitors. Here's how the story goes. Wesley Mumford, who now goes by the name Leslie Mumford, trounced the competition in the 40 to 49 age bracket of the Women's Desert Gravel CO2 UT, which I
it occurs here in Colorado, between the Colorado and Utah border. It is a 100-mile gravel race. It goes along the desert mountains between Colorado and Utah. In fact, based on the final results, it could hardly be considered a competition. The second place finisher, Lindsey Crete, crossed the finish line a full 17 minutes after Leslie, whatever, Mumford. And the third place winner, Michelle Van Sickle, lost to Mumford by more than 30 minutes, by more than half an hour. Now, Leslie Mumford's victory might have been, I don't know, maybe even a little more impressive, if he had identified as belonging in the age 70-79 age bracket. But, you know, that would have been unsportsmanlike. Well, I mean, that would have been unsports trans woman-like. Even after Leslie Mumford humiliated the women both physically and emotionally, he really seemed kind of nonplussed that Crete and Van Sickle declined to join him on the winner's podium. Now, I actually found this freaking hilarious. So, the iHeartBikes on Twitter, iHeartBikes, tweeted this. The CO2UT, the Colorado to Utah gravel race, was yesterday. Trans-identified male cyclist Leslie, parentheses Wesley Mumford, was gold number one in the women's 40 to 49 age group out of 14 and 6 out of 33 for women overall on the 100-mile course. Leslie doesn't know why nobody else showed up on the podium. This never happened. And, of course, the tweet itself is hilarious. He wrote the following. The 2023 edition of the At Desert Gravel Colorado to Utah race is now in the books. This was my first gravel race of 2023. I am beyond pleased with my effort. I placed sixth in the overall standings on the 100-mile course in a stacked field. Wait a minute. Stacked field? So you, as a guy, are complaining that the women were stacked against you? Come on, what a wuss. Come on, stand up here. This was the first race in the Colorado Summer of Gravel Series, so a lot of hitters were here. My effort also landed me a first in age group. Thank you to all the course marshals, volunteers, and everyone who makes these events happen. I can't say enough about my team, Ride or Die Collective. So much love to the teammates who pulled for me. The women plus of RDC were found a podium in nearly every distance. Such a strong day. My GS1 ripped through the rowdy course, coached by such and such. But lastly, I don't have any idea why so many people bailed before the podiums, but they did. I swear I wasn't the only one in my age group. He's oblivious. Truly oblivious. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. Of course they weren't going to join him on the podium. Let me just describe it to you. So imagine the end of a bike race, and the podium, it's not a grand podium like the Olympics. It's simply three different sized barrels or buckets to stand on. And they're, of course, marked one in the middle. That's the tallest bucket. And then number two, the second tallest bucket, is to his right. And the third tallest bucket, the shortest one, is marked number three, and it's to his left. And here he is with his sneakers and his beach shorts and a T-shirt and a baseball cap. And you look at the photo, and it's clearly a guy. He's not even pretending to try to look like a female. He's just a guy who's decided that I'm going to go enter the women's race under the name of Leslie instead of Wesley Mumford, and I'm going to win, and I won, and now that I won, here I am with my arms up in the air, a big old fat, big-ass smile on my face. Look, I'm the winner. And there's nobody. I mean, literally nobody around you. Now, I think that if women's sports are going to survive this dumbassery, it's really going to take more than just boycotting a farcical victory ceremony. Women are going to have to start showing solidarity by refusing to compete against men in events that are explicitly for women. Now, the other thing I find fascinating about this entire story is, where are the women's groups? Where's the National Organization of Women? I thought that we were somehow supposed to, now again, treat women equally. We're not supposed to discriminate against women. We're supposed to treat women fairly, equally, all of that, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when we have women's sports and men's sports and a guy enters the women's sports and blows everybody away by upwards of 30 minutes ahead of the second, third place winner, and then he is shocked when the other two women that came in second and third at reasonable times, but clearly way behind him because he's much larger, much more masculine, much more muscular, much faster racer because he's a man. He's biologically a man. Isn't that disrespectful to women? Isn't that disrespectful to every other person, every other woman in that race who was training and working and struggling? I mean, these are grueling races. These gravel races are grueling. 100 miles? Huh. I could barely make it 100 feet on them, probably. And then they boycott or refuse to stand on the podium with him, and he's shocked. Well, I'm not. And I think that what really bugs me is the fact that nobody really does anything in terms of coming out and standing up for the women. You go through the comments on the Twitter feed. Somebody who goes by the name of Rocket Scientist asked this question. Why is a man on that podium at the end of the women's race? And the iHeart Bikes group asks, well, that's the question I've been asking for the last 5 years. Rainer writes, dear women, you're going to have to do more than just not show up at the podium. You're going to have to sit down and protest and not compete. Come on, now, you can do that. I know, but you either go through a temporary hurt to end this nonsense, or women just give it up completely because pretty soon they'll all be male on the cycling team. I think I figured out a way to end this madness. I saw that these men that pretend to be women, over 96% keep their genitalia. New rule. Men, you can compete in women's sports, but in order to qualify, you have to have your twigs and berries surgically removed. Can I get an amen? That seems to be the only fair thing to do, right? If you want to compete, then compete as a man. Now, continuing along this line, in case anybody fails to understand why the liberal ruling class obsesses endlessly on about this, well, hang tight. When we get back, a Democrat Nebraska state senator who's been drinking the Kool-Aid, tells us a little bit about it. That's coming up next. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. Her story coming up next. I'll be right back.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out,
like your social security number or password,
or you did any kind of a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, for everything about that you need to know about the program. So just a final really short comment about this whole transgenderism and how it's being pushed in our faces. It really has, in terms of the acronym LGBTQ, it really has pushed the LGBTQ part away. And it's become the sole focus in some sort of effort to normalize something that is legitimately a psychiatric, psychological problem, gender dysphoria. And I think a combination of two things. I think a combination of our absolute fractured politics, a divided nation, the culture war, the idea that anything goes, that there are no standards about anything anymore. All of that combines together in this kind of frothy soup as the current issue du jour to try to separate us. If we're logical and rational about transgenderism, we would recognize that it truly is, it's not a physical problem, it is a psychological problem. I mean, go look up gender dysphoria. Right? Gender dysphoria is a real thing. It's a serious problem. But I think we've allowed medical technology to get ahead of where we ought to be in terms of treating this issue. And we ought to have, just if you're diagnosed with anything, particularly if you're diagnosed with let's say a psychological issue, depression, whatever it might be, there's a progression of treatment that starts out with, okay, what are the underlying causes? Is there a chemical imbalance? Is it stress related? Is it genetic? I mean, any number of things. And then how do we start treating it either pharmacologically, you know, with medication, before we start doing, I don't know, do we start doing, like, I don't know, frontal lobotomies? And nobody would say that the first thing you do to treat somebody with depression is to give them a frontal lobotomy. I think we're much more advanced than that. But the problem is, society hasn't kept up. In case anybody really fails to understand why the liberal ruling class obsesses endlessly on ramming transsexuals down our throat rather than addressing the looming menaces addressing the country, like the national debt, societal decay, communist China, I could just go on and on. Well, this is a Democrat state senator by the name of Michella Kavanaugh. She explains on behalf of at least the Democrat Party in Nebraska, she explains exactly why they obsess over this. Now, you may not think so after you hear it, but it's her way of explaining. Now, just to give you a little, 2-minute warning, we're now, there's only 30 seconds left. But I do really want you to hear the entire thing, because it is insanity.
We love trans people! Trans people belong here! We need trans people! We love trans people! Trans people belong here! We need trans people! We love trans people! You matter! You matter! I am fighting for you, and I will not stop. I will not stop today. I will not stop tomorrow. You are loved. You matter. You belong here.
That's probably the most intelligent argument that you'll hear from a progressive about transgenderism all year long. I know we're 6 months into the year, but for the rest of the year, I don't think you'll hear anything that's any more rational than that 57 seconds that has 1.3 million views of this woman going absolutely bat crap crazy at the Nebraska legislature. Yeah, that's the whole argument for transgenderism right there in a nutshell. Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. When we get back, New York City is reportedly sinking. It's sinking. Oh, you don't care? You don't care for this. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text Fizzle to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SIZZLE to 42424. That's Sizzle to 42424.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. You can always text. The rules of engagement are easy. You can always text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And for everything about the program, affiliates, times they carry the program, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media accounts, subscribe to the podcast, merchandise, everything. One simple website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Go check it out. So New York City is apparently sinking, and it's really, really bad. Well, maybe it's not. Let's find out. I'm always amazed by these stories. There was a great photograph that I ran across doing show prep the other day. It was a black and white photograph of the Statue of Liberty. And it was taken from New York Harbor, and you could see the statue, and it was just a beautiful black and white photograph. And it was literally 100 years ago. It was 1923 or something. And then there was a photograph just taken in the last couple of weeks, 100 years later, from the exact same vantage point. Now, I don't know whether in terms of longitude and latitude, whether it was exactly the same point, but it was exactly the same angle, and it appeared to be exactly from the same height of a boat facing the statue. And the question was, do you see that sea level rise? And, of course, you could see, because it was detailed enough, you could see the stone walls around the base of the island where the statue sits in both photographs. And you could count. And you could count there was the exact same number of stones to sea level. So, you want some anecdotal evidence that the sea level is not rising? Well, there it is. But this goes beyond emblematic, because the symbolism is downright ham-fisted. Because if we're to believe the experts, then the rotten city that's becoming New York is literally sinking. Literally sinking. Three University of Rhode Island oceanologists and a researcher from the USGS, the United States Geological Survey, have found that New York, which is home to more than 8 million people, is sinking at a rate of 1 to 2 millimeters per year while sea level rises. Now, at 1 to 2 millimeters per year, if my calculations are right, mitigation measures might be required within a few, centuries? Now, considering the speed at which big government does virtually everything other than confiscate our wealth through taxes, New York City is in for an overdue bath, because it's going to take government at least a couple of centuries to get its act together before it does any sort of mitigation efforts whatsoever. But that's probably the bad news, but here's some more bad news. The experts are probably full of it. They're probably full of, a bunch of feces as usual. Because the story goes on to add this. As coastal cities grow globally, the combination of construction densification and sea level rise imply increasing inundation hazard. The point of the paper is to raise awareness that every additional high-rise building constructed at coastal, river, or lakefront settings could contribute to future flood risk. Oh, I get it. You see, all this time I thought this was an existential threat. Because I've always been amazed if you've ever seen, the coastline of California, if you've ever seen the coastline of Florida, the coastline of around Galveston in the Gulf of Mexico, or in all Alabama and Mississippi, all of those areas, Pensacola, or for that matter along Savannah, the East Coast, the amount of construction and the amount of money that investors are pouring in into condos, into office buildings, all with a coastal view, as close to the beach as they can get. There are billions of dollars being invested. Now, who in their right mind, if sea level was rising so rapidly that it was going to destroy your investment, who would do that? Oh, but let's go back. 1 to 2 millimeters per year. And that is simply a number that they pulled out of their butts to raise awareness. To raise awareness about what? Oh, it tells us that every additional high-rise building constructed at coastal, river, or lakefront settings could contribute to future flood risk. What? Compacting the earth? Causing the earth to settle more? Then you don't understand anything about construction. Because before they construct a high level, a high rise building, a high rise office, condo, whatever it might be, a skyscraper, they go in and they put the pilings in and they pound the ground. They make it solid as a rock before they do that so that you don't have that sinking. But raising awareness is the point of a lot of bad science anyway, as well as most hate hoaxes. Just raise awareness about it. Remember Jesse Smollett and that crazy goofball thing that he did in Chicago? Hired the two black guys to, you know, supposedly put a noose around his neck while he's out getting a Subway sandwich in zero freezing temperatures in windy Chicago in the 2 o'clock in the morning. This is the same kind of thing. It's just to raise awareness. And it's a hoax too. Rising sea levels are a feature of the global warming hoax. Well, I should say the climate crisis hoax, because it's a crisis, remember? It's a crisis now. The extent to which sea levels may really be rising is actually unknowable, because any data pertaining to the global warming hoax has become too politicized to be reliable. And here's the real reason, I think, behind this stupid story. Development, like actually constructing additional housing, additional office space, which in this economy, I'm not quite sure why you would be building additional Class A office space, because nobody's going into offices anymore. It's really about development. It's really about capitalism, because that's bad, and global warming is scary. And so you design the models to reach the conclusions. That's a sure means of assuring that you're going to get government grant money to do your further studies to show how development is bad, because capitalism and development are bad. Global warming is scary. You combine all those things together, and now you've got something really, really good to talk about. Publicity news.
Did you know that New York City is sinking under the weight of its buildings? The city's skyscrapers would weigh a total of 1.6 trillion pounds.
Why, in New York, all of those buildings on Manhattan weigh a total of 1.6 trillion pounds. Okay. That's a big-ass number. What does it mean? Nothing.
Are bringing the city down about 1 to 2 millimeters per year. Although it doesn't sound like much, there are other parts of the city that are sinking at much faster rates.
Yeah, I should emphasize here, where she starts talking about other parts of the city are sinking at much faster rates, do you know what they do? This is so subliminal, yet it's so amazing how they expect people to believe this bullcrap. Now they show street flooding in Manhattan. You know, where I'm broadcasting from in Denver, we've had an amazingly wet spring. Just, I mean, one day in one area very close to my studios, we had 4 inches of rain in one day. It's an amazing amount of rain. Guess what? There was street flooding. You have street flooding in Miami. You have street flooding in San Francisco. You have street flooding in New York. You have street flooding in Houston. You have street flooding guess where else you have street flooding? Oh, yeah, Phoenix, Arizona. In the middle of the desert, you get street flooding when the monsoons hit. But this is how they subliminally try to get you hooked in, to make you scared, because it's all just simply about making you scared. That's all it's really about.
Although it doesn't sound like much, there are other parts of the city that are sinking at much faster rates, especially in Lower Manhattan. This is all part of a phenomenon called subsidence, where the buildings gradually push the ground down. This, along with the rising sea levels, puts the city's 8.4 million people at a huge risk in the future. And just a warning that the city must prepare itself, or else it will face consequences.
Or it's going to face severe consequences. Severe consequences if we don't do something and don't do something right now. I never cease to be amazed. So we also have new news out that the global temperature, 0.18 degrees centigrade. Yeah. U.S. surface temperature, April of this year was down. Let me go back. The global April temperature at about 0.18 degrees centigrade, 0.32 degrees Fahrenheit. That's according to the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So it didn't increase or change at all in April. Surface temperature was actually down 0.67 degrees Fahrenheit or 0.37 degrees centigrade. And again, that comes from the U.S. Climate Reference Network, data updated 12th to the 17th of the month. Global surface temperature comparisons, NASA, anomaly versus absolute temperature. You find out that, oh, guess what? There really isn't that kind of change going on. No warming. No warming in the United States since January of 2005, despite 44% more atmospheric CO2. So if every single emission warms the planet, where's the warming? We've had a 44% increase in atmospheric CO2. You know, that evil greenhouse gas that is necessary for life. A 44% increase in atmospheric CO2. And there's been no warming, according to NOAA, since January of 2005. So in 18 years, no warming. Now, again, it begs the question, if every emission warms the planet, where is the warming? And by the way, if there's been a 44% increase in CO2 in the atmosphere, where's the harm? Where is the harm? They don't care about the harm. They just want you to be afraid. Because if you're afraid, then that will lead to more control. And if that leads to more control, maybe that will get us to zero emission airplanes. Yeah, that's next on the bucket list of things. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. Would you fly, or are you ready, or when do you think we will have zero emission airplanes? That's next. I'll be right back.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number. Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's Danny from B&T Satellite, your Dish Premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop by South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Michael to 33103. Got really good text messages today. Be sure to go to the website for social media, podcasts, everything. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Before I get to the zero emission airplanes, I forgot. I wanted you to hear this story from CNN about New York sinking and how it's because of the way the skyscrapers. And why it's because of the weight of skyscrapers combined with climate change is just going to cause New York to flood. Because, of course, CNN, of course, is going to be all in on this. Because CNN wants to scare everybody else, too, so that you, too, will be afraid that climate change, this climate crisis they now talk about, I gotta hate the language, is going to destroy civilization. CNN goes full bore crazy.
Is the Big Apple too heavy? A new geological study finds New York skyscrapers are so heavy, they're weighing the city down, causing the city to sink ever so slightly more and more every year. The study comes as the Army Corps of Engineers is racing to find ways to prevent the city from being submerged one day during future natural disasters. CNN's Bill.
Wait, see, here's what's so fascinating to me about this. When you have huge storms, which you've always had. New York, subways flood. Houston, Texas, Harris County, it floods. New Orleans floods. It's below sea level. California is protected. A lot of San Francisco is protected by levees that are hundreds of years old around Sacramento, kind of going down the central part of California, which are hundreds of years old. Those break, they're going to flood just like New Orleans is going to flood. Flooding occurs everywhere when you have infrastructure that is both above ground and below ground, and you have to access to that infrastructure below ground. It floods. Your basement floods. Everything floods. It always has and it always will. Now, that's not to say that we should not take mitigation efforts to try to prevent flooding, because that's what we do as humans. We try to push back against Mother Nature. But again, listen to how this woman describes it.
They're weighing the city down, causing the city to sink ever so slightly more and more every year. The study comes as the Army Corps of Engineers is racing to find ways.
The Army Corps of Engineers is racing to find ways
to prevent the city from being submerged one day.
To prevent it from being submerged one day. Oh, so the bureaucrats are coming up with ways to justify their existence by claiming that someday New York may be submerged, and we got to have the Army Corps of Engineers come in and figure out a way to, I guess, wall off the city or something. You see, the premise from the very beginning is faulty.
During future natural disasters. CNN's Bill Weir is joining us now. Bill, we talked a bit about this yesterday. How much is the city sinking each and every, I don't know, how long does it take for it to sink? Year?
Well, over a year, it's about the width of the thickness of a couple of nickels. It's only a couple of millimeters right there, but it varies. That's the average of the whole city of New York. Some places it's sinking faster. Staten Island, for example, parts of Brooklyn and Queens right here. But now we know the U.S. Geological Survey answered your child's pestering question. How much does New York City weigh? 1.7 trillion pounds. That's a pretty staggering number. And it matters because we...
Isn't it funny that 1.7 trillion pounds is a staggering number, but a $34 trillion debt is just, well, that's just pocket change.
We live in the age of sea level rise thanks to the 1.7 trillion tons of carbon dioxide and other heat-trapping gases that are in the air there.
And then it's 1.7 trillion tons of CO2 that's in the atmosphere. Oh, my gosh. We're just being bombarded. I don't know how we even get up out of bed in the morning. There's 1.7 trillion tons of CO2 in the air. And the buildings weigh 1.4 trillion pounds. But, you know, a $4 trillion budget every single year, that's no big deal.
But here's what sort of brings it home right now. This is Brooklyn. We're in Brooklyn looking at Manhattan there. There's the Brooklyn Bridge. This is Jane's Carousel, a local landmark here. And here's a picture of what Superstorm Sandy did to Jane's Carousel. You might remember that haunting picture back then. That one storm in 2012 completely rewrote the floodplain maps in New York City. There's now an extra about 65,000 people living in a floodplain. They didn't know they were until Sandy came along.
Now, wait a minute. Do you know why they now live in a floodplain? Because when a storm, like a hurricane, moves through, there's something called a storm surge. And that storm surge, a wall of water is one of the most powerful forces on Earth. And that storm surge begins to push. It's why beaches erode, because a storm surge comes along and just wipes away the beach. And now it pushes the water even further inland. It's called Mother Nature. It's the natural cycle of things. Hey, on the other side, we'll continue the CNN story, because I really do want you to hear the whole thing, because it shows you just how alarmist everything is. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10. And the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.